I never asked myself about the meaning of freedom until the day I hugged Stalin. From close up, he was much taller than I expected. Our teacher, Nora, had told us that imperialists and revisionists liked to emphasise how Stalin was a short man. He was, in fact, not as short as Louis XIV, whose height, she said, they strangely never brought up. In any case, she added gravely, focusing on appearances rather than what really mattered was a typical imperialist mistake. Stalin was a giant, and his deeds were far more relevant than his physique. The thing that made Stalin really special, Nora went on to clarify, was that he smiled with his eyes. Can you believe it? Smiling with your eyes? That's because the frenny moustache that adorned his face covered his lips, so that if you focused only on the lips, you would never know if Stalin was really smiling or doing something else. But you just had to take one look at his eyes, piercing, intelligent and brown, and then you knew. Stalin was smiling. Some people were unable to look you in the eye. They clearly had something to hide. Stalin looked straight at you, and if he felt like it, or if you behaved well, his eyes would smile. He always wore an unassuming coat and plain brown shoes, and he liked to put his right hand under the left side of his coat, as if holding his heart. The left hand he often kept in his pocket. In his pocket, we asked, isn't it rude to walk with your hand in your pocket? Grown-ups always tell us to take our hands out of our pockets. Well, yes, said Nora. But it is cold in the Soviet Union, and anyway, she added, Napoleon always had his hand in his pocket. Nobody ever said that was rude. Not in his pocket, I said timidly, in his waistcoat. In his time, that was a sign of good upbringing. Teacher Nora ignored me and was about to take another question. And he was short, I interrupted. How do you know? My grandmother told me. What did she tell you? She told me that Napoleon was short, but when Marx's teacher, Hegel, saw him, he said one could see the spirit of the world standing on a horse. Hegel, she corrected. Hegel was right. Napoleon changed Europe. He spread the political institutions of the Enlightenment. He was one of the greats, but not as great as Stalin. If Marx's teacher Hegel had seen Stalin standing, obviously not on a horse, but perhaps on a tank, he would have also claimed to have seen the spirit of the world. Stalin was a vital source of inspiration for many more people, for millions of our brothers and sisters in Africa and Asia, not only in Europe. Did Stalin love children, we asked. Of course he did. Even more than Lenin. About the same. But his enemies always tried to hide that. They made Stalin sound worse than Lenin because Stalin was stronger and far, far more dangerous for them. Lenin changed Russia, but Stalin changed the world. This is why the fact that Stalin loved children just as much as Lenin was never properly reported. Did Stalin love children as much as Uncle Enver? Teacher Nora hesitated. Did he love them more? You know the answer, she said with a warm smile.